Welcome to Power Players Denver. Good morning. I want to introduce you to somebody who I am a big fan of. I've got on the program Christian Hosoi. Christian, am I saying that right? I've always said Hosoi. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Hosoi is correct.
Good deal. I mean, for the listeners here that aren't familiar yet, because we get a lot of different athletes on the program, different sports. Christian is probably all time one of the greatest known names in the world of skateboarding. I appreciate you coming on the program today, Christian. Thanks for coming.
Oh, it's definitely a privilege and an honor to be on the program.
Well, we're here to talk about a lot of things. We'll talk a little bit about skateboarding, but of course, what we're really here to talk about is what you're doing for our Lord Jesus Christ, which is just I always say it's the greatest banner you can wave is his name. And I just think it's awesome what you guys have got going on out there in California and now spreading all over the country with the different ministries you're involved in. Let me ask you this. We were just talking off the air a little bit, and it was 14 years old when you got into this skateboarding venue. And, well, I'm sure you started before that. Could you ever foresee at that point then being kind of a radical fringe sport where now it's really, I mean, skateboarding's almost mainstream?
Yeah, it's definitely, when I was about 14, 15 years old, I said, this is going to be the biggest thing that ever happened and ever has been. And I was just, in love with skateboarding, and I thought, how can everybody else not be in love with it, too? But it was such a, an infant at the time. It was so new that people were just catching on, and I knew in the future, in my gut, I said, this is going to be the hottest thing around, and to think that my prediction was true is pretty awesome. And I definitely had some predictions early on about how popular this sport would be, but it's just an awesome, opportunity for guys like me who lived a complete life without Christ.
Yeah.
Now to have found the Lord through some difficulties in my life and to now use this platform that skateboarding has become, it's become such a huge platform for us to be able to speak truth into these young kids' lives, into this generation of youth that this youth culture that is really just, there's a lot of hungry teenagers that are looking for truth. That's why they've been so creative. That's why they've, been so radical. And that's why there are a lot of them, headed down wrong roads like I did. But, hopefully with how popular skateboarding is and how much of an influence it has on our culture today, I can use that to be able to, hopefully preach the gospel and to touch their lives in a way that radically will change their lives and hopefully, end up changing their lives so that they can also have an effect on other people's lives as well.
Absolutely. And, I feel that totally. I grew up skateboarding a little bit myself. I was always kind of a wannabe, but I would tell you, I was in that fringe crowd. I was doing the stuff that I shouldn't have been doing, and I grew up in that area as well. And thank God, the Lord was there for me, and he was there for me through so many different things. And finally, when I came to embrace him, it just changed my life. And now I'm going to tell you why I just totally love what you're doing right now is because what I see happening is this is a catalyst for parents that haven't been able to communicate with their kids to get on the common ground with them. And that's the key to this whole thing. You're going where kids are at. You're out there right where the kids are. You're not rolling up your windows and locking your doors on the kids that are kind of scary looking out there on their skateboards. You guys are actually getting involved with these kids and going to meet them where they're at. And they can see that you guys are doing you're out there doing some killer stuff on your skateboards. And I mean, the kids want to talk to you. They want to find out what you're doing and they want to know more. And there you go. God's giving you a door to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. So, so awesome. Go ahead.
They're definitely searching for truth. And I mean, I searched for love and in all the wrong places. I searched for it in skateboarding and in fame and money and in the party life. And I was never satisfied until I finally, asked Jesus Christ into my heart and asked him to be my Lord and Savior. And then really that's when I could finally have contentment and peace that surpasses all understanding. And these kids, they're going to search for love and they're searching for something that's real. And one thing for sure is they're going to search for it until somebody stands up and tells them about, Jesus Christ, who really is the only one who can set you free from searching in all the wrong places. Because, you know, they're going to worship something. These teenagers, these kids, they're hungry to worship something. That's why they worship TV. They worship, you know, whatever's happening, the new hippest thing. But you know what? The basic foundation of all that will fall out underneath them. And until they find the truth, which is Jesus Christ and what he did for them on the cross, they'll never be able to be who they were created to be. And that's only in Christ can you ever be fulfilled and to be able to live that fulfilling life that you can really impact this generation. These kids are looking for that, and I know that because I was looking for that, but no one was there. There was no laborers in my path telling me about this Jesus Christ that died for me. I mean, my nickname is Christ in 85. I basically invented this maneuver called the Christ Air in the late 80s, and no one came up to me and told me that there was this Jesus that loved me and died for me, that gave himself for me so that I can have eternal life. Yeah. And with that said, I want to be there for all those kids that would never have that opportunity, who would never have the option to be able to.
You want to be that person that's sharing with the youth of today.
I don't
that
want
Christ
them to not have the opportunity to hear the gospel, because you know what? With all that said, my name being Christian, me inventing the Christ there, everybody called me Christ. I was this guy who traveled the world everywhere and never once was approached by anybody with a passion, with a relationship with Jesus that was reaching out to me. And that's why our church is a church that's an outreach church. We want to be able to reach out to these kids that really want something that's real, hardcore, that's committed, commitment, that's sold out, you know, 100% to something that is real. And that's what these kids are hungry for. They're hungry for something that's real, something right. that doesn't, you know, doesn't compromise. You know what I mean? Kids don't want to compromise these days. They want to be, you know, what in our generation, it was a punk rock generation, and we were just totally anti everything. But now we're anti the world and its system. Hey, Patch, we'll go around this gate right here. Yeah. And, you know, that's what we are. You know, when you read the scriptures and you build a relationship with Jesus, you really can identify with being born again, having a new identity, being a new creation, and our citizenship is in heaven. And that's why we don't belong, you know, to this world, but we belong to heaven, and Jesus Christ becomes everything to us. And then you'll see a passion in our lives, and then we won't compromise the Word of God, and we will walk the walk. And these kids that see us, they need to see examples. They need to see guys that are not going to give in and you know, bend the rules. Because once you do that, they know that, you know what, how solid is your faith?
Right.
How strong is your walk? Is it real? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's where we got to be the examples to these kids in this generation and to Christians and non-Christians, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, I'm going to pause for 2 seconds for a sponsor, and we'll be right back on the other side of a break with Christian Hosoi. Thanks for being with me. We'll be right back on the other side.
94.7 KRKS.
Hey, Denver. Ken Watmore here with Power Players. I know that Christians want to support Christian businesses, but how do people know who's who? Well, one way to market your business is in the Christian Business Directory. I use it for my business, and I've been very satisfied. If you want to find out how, call the Christian Business Directory today at 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com. Again, that's 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com.
At JFR & Associates, experience a refreshing way to purchase or lease your next vehicle. A professional and courteous member of their team can save you the hassles of typical automotive shopping. They'll do the work and save you time and money. The trained consultants at JFR will search for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, and they have all types of financing available for any credit situation. Their consultants can discuss leasing or financing options with you. At JFR & Associates, they are proud of their reputation, and their repeat and referral clients all agree. Purchasing your next vehicle can be a surprisingly pleasant experience. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289 or visit their website, www.jfrcars.com. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289. That's 1-888-963-2289. Call today.
Welcome back, Denver Power Players. I'm here with Christian Hosoi. Christian, I know you're out busy today doing a photo shoot. Let me just ask one thing because I don't want to miss this. Your church is the Sanctuary HB. Is that what it is for Huntington Beach? Is that right?
Yep. SanctuaryHB.com.
We can get there, SanctuaryHB.com. And then also, I know they can link from there, but let's just tell everybody, too. Is it TheUprisingIsHere.com?
Yep, TheUprisingIsHere.com.
And what are people going to find there? I know it talks about your ministry, but tell me a little bit more in depth.
We do an Uprising Tour. It's like a multimedia tour that we go and we present the gospel, but we also do it with professional skaters like Lance Mountain, Richard Mulder, Ray Barbie, Brian Sumner, Jeremy Rogers, and soon Caballero is going to come and join us. But, you know, and Pastor Jay, you know, we all share testimonies. We have Q&A almost at some of them, but really it's a threaded through gospel presentation and leads up to the altar call salvation prayer at the end of it. And we show videos, we skate a ramp, we do it in the sanctuary at most churches that can house a mini ramp on the stage. And it's just such a powerful way to present the gospel to these kids that most of them, you know, never have, you know, seen guys like us really sold out and living for Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying that people aren't. I'm just saying, and they are still doing what they love to do. We still skateboard. We still, interact with unsaved friends because we want to see them saved.
Right.
I think that's what we need to, as Christians, need to see how effective we can be to hopefully reach out to this world that is, you know, obviously, you know, God says, you know, He says, I wish none would perish, but all come to everlasting life. And I wish the same thing, too.
Right.
You know, I want to have the heart of God. I want to love people that, you know, aren't lovable. I want to be there when God says to go speak to that person, you know, that I would go. I want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And that's what we try and do. We just try to be relevant to this generation and these kids and to be right there in the midst of, you know, the skate parks, the skate competitions, and to be down at the skate spots to just be a witness and a light to these guys. Because hopefully, you know what, one day you'll share with them, you know, the gospel, and the Spirit will just completely touch their hearts, and they'll have their lives completely transformed. And then, we'll see another soul being one for Jesus, but also not only that, not only just getting saved, but getting completely converted to the point where they want to go out and share the gospel too.
Right.
And that's what I want to see. I want to see just an awakening in the body of believers, even in the believers, that they would like see guys like myself that are just, you know, want to see people give their lives to Jesus. But not only that, it's not about numbers. It's about, you know, not the quantity, but the quality of salvation. So that we can really be intimate in fellowship and to just build the body and to be a member of the body that can help the body, you know, function in its, you know, most powerful way, so that we could see this generation see a lot of souls being won for the gospel, won for Jesus Christ.
Right.
And that we would be just so in love with him that people will see it. And they want to know, what is it? How come you guys look so content? Where's the joy coming from? Even in the midst of our storms, because we're all going to, you know, run into storms in life. And, you know, life is full of, you know, roller coaster up and down things. But you know what? Jesus is with us every step of the way. And that's when we can have peace, even in the midst of our storms. And so when we cling to him, there's nothing like having that peace that surpasses all understanding.
Right. Now, let me ask you, if you don't mind talking about it, what finally brought you to the Lord?
Well, it was my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. You know, we were hanging out doing drugs, and she goes, Christian, you know what? I'm quitting because my friend almost OD'd at my house, and I'm going to be going to church. And I went, really? you know what? I'll go with you. You know, I thought church was good. You know, God is good. I thought, you know, I was going to heaven because I was a good person.
Right.
And I went to church. Nothing happened. And I continued to do drugs. And then she started doing drugs. And I was going to Hawaii. And she goes, I don't want to go home. I'm on drugs again. I don't want to see my parents and my grandparents. And I'm like, well, come with me to Hawaii. And that's when I got arrested. Hmm. And I was looking at 10 years. And my first phone call was to her. And I just said, I'm looking at 10 years. And she's just like, well, you know what? I love you. We got to just trust in God in this, and he'll get us through. And I was like, God, what is God going to do for me? I thought God was up here, up there. I'm down here. I thought, you know, a priest comes to your bed, says a prayer, and then you go on your way because you've been a good person.
Right.
But then she goes, get a Bible, get a Bible. And I went and got a Bible first night, read, you know, the Bible that night, and finally got a clue who God was. He spoke to my heart, and 3 weeks later, I gave my life to Jesus, and then I spent 5 years in prison, you know, five years saved and free, set free, completely free.
Hmm.
I was the freest man in the whole world. I was in prison my whole life, living in sin and darkness, and then when Jesus came in, it was like the light went on, and I had peace, and I was just... I had purpose, and all I did was read the Bible, did Bible studies every single day, did all correspondent courses, and when I got released, you know, everybody was like, man, that's just a prison thing, but you know what? Jesus really did change my life, and so here I am today, still serving God and just in love with God and want to see, you know, all my friends, my family saved. And my dad and mom got saved while I was in prison. And, you know, it's just a miracle how
wow.
through my experience and my circumstance could really just spark this trail of people, you know, wanting to know what I'm living for now. Because all I'm living for is to, you know, glorify God and to represent Jesus in the best and most, you know, real way possible. And I'm still the, you know, Christian Asoi, you know what I mean? The one that God created, not the one that the world created.
Right.
You know, through the pressures of life, through expectations, through being popular and all those things. And I praise God that, you know, I have a second chance. God gave me a second chance, and I'm taking this opportunity to live my life, you know, every day, you know, glorifying him. And just being an example for people, you know what I mean? I just want to be a Christian that people can say, man, this guy is not a fanatic, because fanatic gets a little bit, you know, crazy. But, you know, you want to call me that? That's fine. You want to call me a Jesus freak? That's cool. You want to call me Bible thumper? You know what? Praise God. You want to persecute me because I'm talking about my faith a little bit too much? Hallelujah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And if I can sit here and touch somebody's life with just a word, just one word and one name, and that's Jesus, then I'll do it.
That's awesome. And praise God for that. Praise God for the way that he used your wife, too. You know, with me, God used my wife also to bring me back to him. And it's... just amazing. Praise God for our wives, good people in our lives, for sure. Well, I'm going to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back, and we'll finish this program up with Christian Asoi. I just want to mention again, for the listeners, they can go to thesanctuaryhb.com, www.thesanctuaryhb.com, or www.theuprisingishere.com to get a hold of what Christian is doing right now. So we'll be right back on the other side of the break.
94.7 KRKS.
You need a vacation. To pamper yourself in world-class comfort. The kind of luxury you'll find in only the most exclusive resorts. Large, exquisitely appointed rooms make even the act of lounging in bed seem like a treat for the senses. As your feet step across the warm European stone tile of the bathroom and you slowly immerse your body in the large, inviting hot tub, the day melts away. Then, imagine you never had to leave. It's not a dream. It's not an exclusive resort. It's your own Holly Berry home. You might think building your own custom paradise is too expensive to consider, but you'll be surprised just how affordable it can be. Come tour one of the models for yourself and see what kind of lifestyle you can have in a Holly Berry home. There's even a semi-custom series starting in the 500s. See for yourself at hollyberryhomes.com. Once you move in, you'll never want to leave. Holly Berry Homes. We build dreams.
Hey Denver, Ken Watmore here with Power Players. I know that Christians want to support Christian businesses, but how do people know who's who? Well, one way to market your business is in the Christian Business Directory. I use it for my business, and I've been very satisfied. If you want to find out how, call the Christian Business Directory today at 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com. Again, that's 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com. All right, Denver, welcome back to Power Players. Again, we're here with Christian Hosoi, and really, I can say, world-famous skater. Just, you know, every magazine skate video, I know you've been in so many of them, but that's not what we're here about, and I know that you're proud to say that that's not what it's all about either, that you were here to just share your love and enthusiasm for Jesus Christ, which I'm going to say I just really enjoyed listening to you talk about our Lord and your faith and your love for him. Well, Christian, I'll ask you, we talked a little bit about what's going on with the ministry opportunities and through Sanctuary HB and through the Uprising is Here. I would just ask you, maybe for the young listeners, because hopefully we're getting a lot of young listeners out here that do skate and are out there that are kind of searching and, you know, what some words of encouragement for them. I mean, I'd like to hear something from you directly to those young men and even women now that are out there at the skate parks every weekend and just need some direction.
Well, there's definitely nothing that you've done that God won't forgive you of. The biggest and most difficult thing for someone to actually come into a relationship with Jesus Christ and to believe that he would accept them is that you must forgive yourself for the things that you've done, and you must forgive other people for what they've done to you. So many times we take it out on God. How could God let this person hurt me this much? How could he do that when I'm a good person? You know, but you know what? God is in the reconciliation business. He wants to redeem that relationship, not with the people as much as with himself, because once you redeem that relationship with him and come back to him and say, you know what, or even if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, that you were to say, you know what, I need your help here. I need help to forgive. And, you know, I need help to forgive myself. And you need to get into the Word of God. The Word of God is what really transforms and renews your mind. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And this is a reasonable act of worship, is that you continue to just read the Word of God. Stay in prayer. If there's three things I can give you, it's that you pray, read the Bible every day, and get into a good, healthy church. Those are the things that are vital to a Christian's life, especially a young Christian that's searching for some truth, because you're going to get hurt. People are going to hurt you. People are going to let you down. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ will never let you down, and he will help you through your situation. And he will not only free you from the hurt and the pain, but he will help you be able to forgive others and forgive yourself. And the Bible says that if we don't forgive those who trespass, which hurt us, and forgive them, that our Heavenly Father will not also forgive us the things that we have done wrong. And I know that everyone has done something that is not right before God and that God wouldn't be pleased of. So there's not anyone here. It says all have fallen short of the glory of God. Mm. So we need to be so just there for those that are hurting, and to be there to reach out and touch them. And that's why, you know, I dedicate my life to just, you know, letting God use me to touch people and ask them how they're doing, what's going on in their lives. And it's a constant 24-hour ministry that I choose because I love God. And so there's nothing that you've done that God won't forgive you of, and you must forgive others. And you will be set free. Because Jesus Christ, The Bible says, who the Son sets free is free. Indeed. That means it's guaranteed.
Right.
So we need to be so educated in the Word of God so that we can carry out and we can fulfill God's plan for our lives. And that's obviously forgiveness. And when we have unforgiveness in our hearts, it's so hard to let bitterness and anger go that it becomes just this festering thing that's going to bubble up whenever something touches that wound. And the only thing that's going to heal that wound is the anointing oil, the healing balm from heaven, and that's God's forgiveness and His loving you, His unconditional grace that we don't deserve it. But God sent His Son to die in our place so that we can have confidence to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can, you know, just drink of that living water, and that we would be growing in the faith and not just, you know, beat down Christians and beat down kids that think, man, you know what, it may be easy for the pastor or the youth pastor or some of the leaders, but that's not for me. No, it's for everyone. Mm-hmm. We need to encourage them to enter into that relationship through prayer, reading their Bibles, and getting into a good church and a youth group if you're a youth, you know, or a child.
Absolutely.
And those are the main things that we need to do as Christians.
Absolutely. Well, praise God. I think that it's great. I'm so stoked to hear you and your enthusiasm. It's awesome. I want to mention again to the listeners, you can go to www.sanctuaryhb.com. You can go to www.theuprisingishere.com as well to see what's going on.
And I just started a skateboard company.
Right on.
You know, Hosoi Skates, and if they want to check out, you know, some of the stuff that I do, you know, we're a company that just is on a mission to represent, you know, integrity and godly character. And so that's also at HosoiSkates.com.
Right on. Definitely. We'll check that out for sure. The listeners can email me at powerplayers947@yahoo.com. Christian, it's been a joy to talk to you, and we will pray for you just to continue in your ministry. And I just thank you so much for coming on the program with me today.
God bless you, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, bud.